A remote Northern California waterfall has gotten so popular that reservations are required. By Haley Branson Potts, Los Angeles Times. Sometimes beauty is a burden, such as the case with Bernie Falls, a Northern California waterfall whose loveliness became such a siren song to costume-wearing Instagram mermaids, selfie-taking TikTok tour guides and off-the-beaten-track road trippers that crowds grew and grew, until the natural wonder just couldn't handle it anymore. Crowds in recent years have damaged trails, trampled plants, and clogged rural roads. Now, as part of a pilot program to reduce overcrowding, the California Department of Parks and Recreation will require advance reservations to visit the Shasta County waterfall on many days this summer. Bernie Falls is a crown jewel of the California State Park System, and we want all visitors to have an enjoyable and memorable experience when visiting this one-of-a-kind destination, State Parks Director Armando Quintero said in a statement. By allowing visitors to make a reservation in advance, we can help keep crowds manageable and not push the park's resources past the breaking point. The reservations, which can be purchased online, will be required to visit the falls Fridays through Sundays and on holidays during peak visitation season, from May 15th through September 27th. On those days, MacArthur Bernie Falls Memorial State Park will offer 103 parking passes for 8 a.m. to noon, an additional 103 passes for 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and 35 passes for the entire day. The day-use passes will cost $11 per vehicle, according to state parks, with discounts for seniors and people with disabilities. California State Parks annual pass holders will pay no additional charge but must make reservations. Visitors with overnight campground or cabin reservations will not need additional passes for day use. The 129-foot waterfall, a wide curtain of white water cascading from a basalt cliff face, generates its own rainbow and once was dubbed the eighth wonder of the world by President Theodore Roosevelt. But for much of its history, it experienced limited visitation due to its rural location and lack of publicity, the State Parks Department said in a statement. For generations of visitors, it had the reputation of a small, family-oriented park and one of California's best-kept secrets, the department said. However, over the past decade, and especially with the growth of social media, that secret is now world famous. Crowds swelled during the COVID-19 pandemic when indoor public spaces closed. A state park spokesperson told The Times in an email Monday that in 2015, Bernie Falls had 121,495 visitors. Numbers have steadily risen since that time, peaking at 322,192 visitors in 2020 during the pandemic, the spokesperson said. Since then, about 220,000 people have visited the park each year. The spokesperson said the numbers account only for people who come in through the official entrance and not those who park illegally on the side of the road and enter off-trail. Because so many people have veered off established trails, the park in recent years has experienced increased erosion and damage to sensitive vegetation and sacred tribal land, according to the State Parks Department. Heavy traffic and illegal parking also have created unsafe conditions along State Highway 89, one of the heavily forested county's main thoroughfares and a critical fire evacuation route. Campers with reservations are hesitant to leave the park, knowing that it may take up to 2 hours to re-enter on busy days, the department statement read. Because of limited parking, the gates often close for several hours each day. If lucky enough to gain entry, visitors inside the park are met with extreme overcrowding, long restroom lines, and overflowing trash cans instead of a peaceful, rejuvenating experience at one of the nation's most awe-inspiring natural landmarks, State Parks said. In the summer of 2024, State Parks closed all access to the waterfall for the season to repair trails and slopes damaged by heavy crowds and storm erosion. The department said it will evaluate the day-use reservation system at the end of the summer and make adjustments if necessary for future peak visitation periods. State Senator Megan Dahl, whose district includes Shasta County, said the pilot program is likely to disrupt some trips until word spreads. Unfortunately, for several years it has been clear something needs to change at Bernie Falls, Dahl said. I hope this is an interim measure on the way to longer-term fixes to accommodate visitors. Copyright 2026 Los Angeles Times. Visit at latimes.com. distributed by Tribune Content Agency, LLC. Dear readers, we would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to read about? Please send your feedback and tips to features@epictimes.nyc.